Better to Break the Law, Eric Segal, focused on Socialist Party. In the late 1980s, the moves to bring in the poll tax that provided a wealth transfusion to the rich from the poor started. There were two basic strategies to beat this draconian legislation. The battle to defeat the anti-trade union bill should learn the lessons of this campaign, then break the poor. The first strategy, called Stop It, was promoted by the then right-wing leadership of the Labour Party and a motley group of supporters. It was designed to delay the legislation until the Labour government came over the hill to the rescue. It didn't happen. The second strategy was summed up in the slogan "Better to break the law than break the poor." Many people, including 35 militant forerunner of the socialist supporters, went to prison for refusing to pay the poll tax. A mass democratic movement of 18 million people, led by militant supporters, organized in the communities, trade union branches, street by street, workplace by workplace, defeated the Thatcher government, and led to her resignation in 1990. Tories attack workers. Under the cover of bringing the party into disrepute, Labour used our actions against the poll tax to expel many good socialists and activists from the Labour Party, opening it up for the right-wing Blairites to take control. This anti-trade union bill, if enacted, aims to break organized opposition to welfare and benefit cuts. It will let wages and pensions be cut to the bone. Better to break the law than break the poor,